It's 1-0 halfway through the second period.
How bad, how bad do you want it? Do you want it so bad? Well, if you do, you go out and get it every day.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this.
Well, I graduated from Texas A&M. I ended up being a flight attendant. Then I ended up being a teacher. Then I did a few jobs, and now I'm here. I raised my right hand, and I enlisted in the Army, and I wanted to serve my country. Another turning point.
In a world where office gossip is deadly, get ready for Secrets of the Break Room.
Did you hear? She muted the camera during the meeting again.
One generation dares to play it close to vest.
I can't let them know I'm a Swiftie. Not after what happened last time.
They're masters of secrecy, hiding snacks, political affiliation, TikTok, even their real opinions.
I just love gluten-free cookies.
Secrets of the Break Room.
Just kidding. Don't let her know I'm ordering donuts on DoorDash.
Coming soon. Trust no one. Rated Gen Z.
Okay, John, I know you're thinking about Karen. We all have those people, right? Here at AFN The Eagle, we actually don't have a break room where we all hang out in. Do you? I don't know. I don't know what that's like. Tell me. I need to know. Do you have some gossip stories? I'll say it out loud on air. All right. Well, good morning. I am Sergeant Amber Cabina, your host. Yes. But you may better know me as, let's say it together, Amber on the Waves. Good job. Yes, good job. All right, don't touch that dial just yet. Playing the great stuff, good and the old.
Traffic dies while we...
7:13. Be careful on the A8 Mutian towards Stuttgart between Stuttgart Airport, Mesa, Stuttgart Drylock. There's an unsecured accident site on the left lane. An occasional morning rain and drizzle. Otherwise, a low cloud with a high of, guess what, 46 degrees. Tonight, a shower in places this evening. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a low of 35 degrees. $1 buys us 96 euro cents, and 1 euro buys us $1.04. I am here to make sure that you get to work safely on 102.3 The Eagle, and so is Alabama.
Roll on the highway, roll on along, roll on.
What my hunter's clock never seems so
long. Got some good news for the soul. Cooking up some hot gumbo. Yum. One night here on 102.3 The Eagle.
Thank you, Aunt Sharon, so much. Yesterday, I spoke during this time always on the money. 7:23 every day, I give you the good news. Yes. So random accidents yesterday, and then I'm wanting to continue it today. All right, I got three for you. I was visiting Austria with some family, and my uncle's car decided to explode internally. Antifreeze spilled everywhere, and it stained the parking lot. Then a family friend, who I've never even heard of, drove from the Slovak-Hungarian border to Vienna, towed the broken-down car and us to my uncle's, took the car to the mechanic, took us back to our flat, and just continued his day like, well, nothing happened. Wow. Isn't that pretty awesome? I cannot wait to be rescued by a European. They just seem so efficient. Hello. I'm a damsel in distress. Okay, number two. During my senior year, I had trouble completing a major writing assignment. Our school required a thesis project to graduate. My home life was garbage, and I was a teen mom. My son was before I started high school. One of the teachers asked my parents if I could stay with him and his wife for a few days to finish paper. They said yes, and I did. I would not have graduated otherwise. Wow. Isn't that awesome? All right, okay, my last one. I was driving home from a job interview. I had been out of work several months due to the hurricane force. I drove an old beat-up car. While stopped at a stoplight, I thought the person in front of me was going as soon as the light turned green, but they didn't, and I rear-ended them. We both pulled over, and she looked at the scratch on her very nice car and said she wasn't worried about filing any insurance claims or having me pay to fix it. Instead, she wanted a hug. She could probably tell I couldn't afford to fix the scratch, and her kindness meant a lot. I think about that all the time. Oh my gosh, wow, there's not a dry eye in the studio today. It's just me. Oh my gosh. Man, that is so awesome. Gosh, I love people. I wish I had as much wisdom as some of these folks did. I remember one time it was a stop and go at traffic. And I bumped into these people, and my car at the time was under my pants. This was years ago, and I didn't get a scratch. She didn't get a scratch. No, I got a scratch. She didn't get a scratch. And, well, she ended up suing my parents. Isn't that horrible? Oh my gosh, I would have much rather loved a hug. Anyways, you know what? Life happened, right? But as long as I hope I could learn from these wonderful people, I guess when materialistic things don't hold a lot of weight, compassion and love can shine through. And on this segment, I'm waving my white flag because I'm going to go over and cry. I'm here to give you some great throwbacks on Thursday.
I know you think.
Are you a responsible or obedient driver? Hey, stay tuned. I got something for you coming up after this song.
Well, the first time went out, you said you never settled down with
me. Hey, get it. Shaggy, go. Go sing. Hey, oh my gosh. I love that song. I'm sorry I kept you waiting. Well, get your speedy hands ready. I got something that will drive you crazy. Bob, what do you got for us?
Now, Josh, my boy, I'd love to give you that. Buddy car!
Oh, my gosh. Really? Wow. Oh, man. Thank you. Josh is going to be so happy. He's been looking for a car in Europe for a really long time, I heard. And I also heard that there's a great auto auction that's happening at the Panther Speedy Lube from February 3rd through the 13th, okay? You know, if you need a motorcycle to impress the ladies, or if you already have a lady or a man, you know, impress your, you know, spouse, okay? They would be very happy about that. And they got sports cars. They got a trailer. They got a family car. If you're a family man, family woman, it's for you. All right. Go check them out. They got a few cars online, and you can give them a call if you need any more information. Stay tuned here on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best, which is you. Okay. I'm going to tell you some responsible or obedient driver information that you need to know coming up next. He's mine. 26% of Americans admit they occasionally lose their mind behind the wheel, up from 23% when the same poll was done a decade ago. Just 57 would describe themselves as responsible and obedient drivers. But hey, that's down from 65%. The poll found the number one thing that causes road rage is when other people drive like morons. If you drive a Mini Cooper, you're probably a moron. I drive a Mini, and I have 12 red light speeding tickets. Oh my God. I can't help myself. I'm from Texas, and I have a heavy right foot. But I'm done giving the Germans my money, okay? No more money, honey. Not for you. Well, if you have road rage, Bridget, like my sister, and drive like a moron, handling big emotions can be hard. It can be hard, especially for you, when your angry spot is showing. We don't like that, okay? It ain't cute. No, not at all. I would like to invite you to the ACS Sensory Group as you read A Little Spot of Anger. It's a fun story about managing big emotions. When is that happening? Well, it's happening today from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. It's free to all DOD ID card holders, so you need to call ACS to register. Remember, you're cute when you ain't angry, girl. A if you like reading, you might like writing too. It goes hand in hand. I got something for you coming up after this song. Don't go anywhere. International Handwriting Day. Tell us, do you ever use cursive? Go over to our AFN Stuttgart Facebook page, and I'm going to give you a shout-out next hour. I'm your host, Sergeant Amber Cabina, but you may better know me as Amber on the Waves. After this song, we're going to news and sports.